This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've spent a number of visits reflecting on chapter 8 of Mark's Gospel. To do what I call a 4S study of this chapter, we would spread out what information we find in this chapter, then sort it into groups or subjects. Based on this, structure it into an outline. Finally, summarize what we've discovered into some applications. When I did this, I identified 3 points: confidence, confession, commitment. In our study of Mark, it appears Jesus exposed the disciples to a diversity of needs and modeled how to meet those needs. He was building their confidence in Him and in their calling. At the appropriate moment, He drew them into a conversation that led to their confession of faith. Jesus posed a simple question: "Who do people say I am?" Their answer was, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." Then He asked, "What about you? Who do you say I am?" Peter declared, "You are the Christ." This is the Greek title for the Hebrew Messiah, which means the Anointed One. In Matthew's account of this, Jesus affirms the truth of Peter's confession. "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven." This is the most basic confession of the Christian faith. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the promised one, come in the flesh. He is God's answer to man's most basic need. Paul explained in Romans 10:9, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." Have you made this confession of faith?